Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
You'll notice that the cells that she is actually near I named him Vilix the Green and Historia the Gold, and they're both half dragons. And you'll see that they both bear tattoos marking similar to his.
Hey, look, they got your tattoo.
Don't let him out.
Ember, you needed to do a deed for them.
Stupid half dragon cult.
How did I get here?
Alright. So the next one up was 20.
Didn't seem to be like a 30-something.
Yeah, next one up is 20.
Okay, gotcha. Flying a little crabby.
You're poking your... One, you're kind of poking your head around, and actually, you start finding some people that you... They're kind of people that you actually semi-recognize, but they're still in the city.
Like, what are they?
You know, like... You always just kind of thought of them as average Joes type of people. When you begin to actually, you know, like, reading them, reading their little plaques and whatnot, it's actually, you know, like, child molester, kidnapper, and murderer.
But they're still up in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Great, it's an extra temporal prison.
Or?
Body replacements.
Yeah.
Okay. 31. Jumping a bit. You find the 6 cells that each have a gray wizard inside them. For, of course, you know, corruption and murder and political or treason and a whole bunch of other nice long list on their plaques.
I'm taking this with a grain of salt.
You, since I'm going to give you the 30 since he got the 25, you... actually begin finding some, like, clergymen. Huh. And, of course, they also have this nice long list of other things. In addition, since you also broke 35, you notice that this place has a slight pulse.
Like, living pulse?
It has a pulse.
It could be an energy pulse, but it's just a...
But you, apparently with your elven senses... barely notice the pulse.
Oh, interesting. This place is pulsing. Hey, guys, I don't think that all these guys are here for what they are supposed to be here for.
I think they're here for exactly what they are here for.
I found clerics!
And what kind of clerics are they?
Well, clergymen, but...
And, you know, these are actually even dating back, even using a calendar system you don't even know. This is pre-AC.
Which is what?
After Cataclysm.
Guys?
What are they clergymen of?
They're of gods you've never even heard of.
I start listing off names.
The Heronius?
Heronia.
Nargul!
Vacna?
And each one of them has a list of crimes and, you know, horrible things that they've done. And it even lists the names of, like, their victims.
Wouldn't it be funny if we released a priest of Vecna and Vecna came back to life?
20th level cleric.
I think if we released him, he'd be like, kill you all! Why aren't my powers working? I'm a 20th level crappy character now!
He still beat their faces in.
Actually, 20th level D8 hit, die, 3/4 base attack, and decent saves.
Also, depending on his faith, he could conjure his own spells.
I believe in me, baby. Me.
Well, if he's not there, obviously it was me who mentioned the power. Vecna got betrayed by his own follower and got killed.
A cleric ascends and becomes the new Vecna.
Alright, well, let's go all the way to the top to see if we can find anything in here besides cells.
Yeah, well, you find Rudy.
By the way,
hi.
This place
Where's
has a
the
pulse.
Exit?
Down.
The exit closed itself up again.
But it's down.
Alright.
Hit you. Go your way down and get to the solid wall where the door used to be.
I go up further.
I have my adamantite mole.
Yes, you do.
Keep in mind, it took you 3 full rounds to break down a jail wall, and this thing repaired itself from an adamantite cannonball in round 2.
I can still try.
Well, we've been searching around for a little
bit. Anyways, yeah, we'll I didn't really know what happened. We're just here.
Rudy starts trying to beat in the wall.
As you beat it, it bleeds.
So yes, it was a living pulse I felt.
Huh?
We don't know that's bleeding.
Yeah, I know.
I went up, by the way.
This was an out-of-character comment.
Yeah, you're noticing more and more horrible people.
Does it end?
Yes. That seems that it's only got over 1,000 or so horrible people.
Only.
And
Is this the Citadel actually stays around here because this is the central hub of all horrible people in the world?
Or
is there anything here besides
these?
There is nothing here.
Possibly, but I was just saying, like, this is
also
so horrible.
From other places.
They don't have a location where they're from. Okay. Just a list of their crimes and who their victims were.
Hmm. Well,
the only way
well,
you get if they're from different areas if the name from us.
What?
Well, let's try
yeah,
looking.
They might have back. Funny names.
Well, yeah. But that could be.
Do all
time.
Four of those doors lead back to the same place?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's bleeding. At this point, you guys can actually. You guys. Those of you who are still floating actually begin to kind of do this. As though, you know. Something's beginning to have labored breathing, and you guys are caught in its breath.
What's going on? Stop it!
Can I hear him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You hear... Actually, since she's shouting, you hear shouting in your ear.
Huh? Oh. Oh.
Huh.
It's not like anybody can hear me.
This is interesting.
You're shaking the entire thing.
It's bleeding.
You can't talk. She walks out.
I go down there. Huh.
There's a pool of blood pool right there.
Why would I not do that?
Interesting.
I want to leave.
Well.
Rooney, the wall hits you.
Whoa!
What do we see when this occurs?
You see the wall literally go... BAM!
I said, why would I not do this?
Guys, I don't think this is a normal building.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, aren't
You will take 29 plus 20 is 49 points of damage.
I don't think it liked you hitting it.
Block and hit space bar. Block and hit space bar.
And you guys can now actually begin to kind of hear this low hum entering.
Hello, Iron Citadel. Are you alive and communicating?
I think you pissed it off.
Andre, I guess comprehend languages on myself.
It's so alien that even magic doesn't know what the hell to do with it.
So obviously this was created by one of those mages who deal with aliens, conjure aliens instead of,
One of the, you'll notice that actually from the top something, or actually bottom is where I put it, it kind of, a small area slides open and out raises a little old man. Probably in his 80s or 90s, kind of mostly bald except he's got a few wisps of hair and he's leaning heavily on his cane and kind of looks around and goes, oh! Hello!
Who are you?
Hi.
What language is he speaking?
Apparently Tongan.
He's speaking tongues! He speaks in tongues!
Do I hear him speaking Sylvanian then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hello!
Who are you?
Hi. I'm the caretaker!
Of the thingy?
Yeah. Oh, with the Citadel.
Prison thingy.
Okay, interesting. Well. Hi.
Can I leave, please?
Oh, if you're here, you're meant to be here. Fuck.
Actually, we kind of broke in.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't want to.
We know there was a door open. Actually, and they just kind of blew the hole in the wall. So I think he's probably right.
But we did. Well, by meant to be here, do you mean like we were supposed to come here, or we committed some sort of crime? So we were.
Oh, that's not my place to decide. I'm just saying what I know. If you know what I mean.
So, what do you know?
Oh, this is a very old being.
Walk over her and kind of pass the wall, and you guys can actually hear the hum actually kind of die down a little.
Don't hit the wall again.
What kind of being is this?
Oh, it's got a big hankering for justice. And a bit of redemption.
Is it a god?
Oh, I don't know. Some ancient cultures used to worship it as such. Not sure if it is.
Interesting.
So,
if you have enough people worshiping a building, does it become a god?
Yes.
Technically, yes. But
how does it?
It might have been this powerful before they started worshiping it.
Oh, it keeps copies of them, and yeah, they're alive until they've done served their sentence.
Age?
Oh no! They serve their sentence, then he passes them on their way. Well, I think it's a he. Might be a she.
And
just call it it.
So let me understand. It finds a criminal, let's say Billy, who is a mass murderer, imprisons them, a copy of them that could potentially. So, and then they wait. So, imprison them, but actually they're only imprisoning a copy. Well, sending the original person back out into the world changed?
They're sending the copy out.
And the copy is under mind control, or is it just an altered individual?
Oh, I think it'd be altered. I'm not sure, but I think that good old Citadel here feels bad for its loved ones.
Loved ones? Its loved ones? Like the prisoners?
The prisoners. It ain't their fault this guy's a bad apple.
So he sends them back changed to make
no,
right
he
all sen- the things
he sends a copy back.
Yeah, he sends a copy back.
To live out the rest of their days.
But they don't age.
No, the copy does.
Does the copy age and die?
I think so, but I've been in here a good long time.
Because there's some of these guys who date back previous to any of our calendars.
Oh, well then, they must have done something really bad.
How does the Citadel determine what their sentence is?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there a court system?
Are they really being
punished? Are there any, like, mages that come and get people and bring them here?
Oh, I think there were 6 of them or so all the way up there. Used to be real bad people. Then the Citadel decided to use them as a force of justice.
Oh, so those are copies that get sent to the surface.
So are they really being punished if they're in a coma?
Oh, the soul's trapped!
Trap trapped in a limbo, never able to pass on, but never able to...
And I think there's a bit of sensory deprivation, too.
Ooh.
That's gonna suck a lot.
Suddenly I feel a lot sorrier for these people. Well, except him. He's an asshole.
Oh, no, if they're here, they don't deserve it. Or they do deserve it. They don't deserve your pity.
Okay.
Like that one over there. Kind of hobbles over. I remember this guy. When he first came in, he almost got out of his cell. Almost. But you see that name right there?
Mm-hmm.
That was an innocent that he spent 13 days peeling the skin off of.
Ew.
And eating it.
How do you know this?
Oh, you could call the Citadel my friend.
I mean, how does the Citadel know this?
Oh, that's a good question.
With all the other things, I'm pretty sure mind reading is low on the list of its special abilities.
At will.
I don't want to assume anything, Stephen.
I assume everything when it comes to these kinds of buildings.
At will, force wall, sensory deprivation, I think...
So, why does the Citadel need you around?
For people who have questions. And I think a bit of companionship. It gets kind of lonely, if you understand.
It gets so very...
So why does it want copy us? Mages enforce the laws of the city?
Ooh, I think it's something that the Citadel once thought was a decent idea. And then, well, the city done changed a little. Of course, I don't know. Is the city... Where is the city now?
Transcend.
Oh, it finally took off!
Well, the city is quite full of corruption in and of itself, so effectively, the Citadel, which is a living organism of law and justice, is actually a servant of corruption.
Oh, have the Green Mages done something bad?
I doubt it.
No. They imprisoned people on the will of the city.
I don't think so.
No.
I bet it's the Citadel's will.
Taking away my arguments.
Your arguments are invalid.
They arrested
me. Now I remember you've been here before. Except you were dead at the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. You were both
wasn't
right.
Wasn't he here before, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Richard Tracy. And you must be Ricardo. Yes, I remember you two.
Yeah, we don't remember being here.
Oh, you were in and out quick as a bee.
I think their crime was teleportation.
It was.
Oh, well. Then the Citadel probably just wanted to get a good look at you.
He wanted to keep looking at me, actually. He stuck a thing in my back.
Oh, well. You have to understand, undead have a tendency to kind of go a little...
Psycho.
Evil. You know.
Psycho.
Justice!
So, is there a way that we could speak with the Citadel?
Oh, I'm as close to speaking with it as you can get. I can feel what it feels.
I'd like to get out of here.
It's empathic.
What does it want with us?
Oh, it says that it's actually, I think, getting close to about thanking you. Some of the folk in here are folk you sent to us.
Oh.
I look around for any of the necromancers we turned in.
Well, yeah, there's a few of them. And there's also a few, like, criminals and whatnot in here.
Huh.
And maybe corrupt brethren members?
Or Senator Kickback?
Oh, no, he's out on good behavior. He never came here.
His crime was corruption.
So was the crime of a lot of these guys. Of course, they also combined corruption with killing. And
killing, rape, murder, incest that involved raped and murdered.
Attempts to overthrow deities.
That was our crime. But we already repented for that. Yeah, we did. We got punished for it.
Okay, well...
I think it wants to warn you to not go too far. But of course...
Into what?
Oh, that's what it said. It's kind of cryptic, you know? It's alien. It's not from this world.
I've noticed about a lot of older beings. They tend to get more and more cryptic as they age. Never talk with an old elf.
Or a doctor who.
It's not from here, you know? It kind of got shot here, if I read it, if I am understanding correctly.
So is there a way to get it back?
Oh, he could go back if it wants, but it feels as though it's doing greater good here. For the greater... It's a Tau building.
Is there a way we could get some of the people in here out on good behavior?
Most of these people are here because they're irredeemable. Unless, of course, you fundamentally alter their state.
Mass redemption.
Who do you want out?
There wasn't anyone specific. I was just curious.
Your curiosity
is wrong.
Can't
a guy ask a question?
No.
Never! It's only what we've been doing the entire time.
Yeah.
I just wonder if you had anyone in mind, because I was going to berate you if you did.
No. Well, I was thinking about her quest for the order, but I wasn't planning on doing anything.
For the company. It's nice to be able to speak with beings that use their mouths occasionally.
Maybe you should try and get out of the Citadel every now and again.
Oh, but it's my friend, and I'm its only friend.
If we were to bring food down here, would you sit and have tea?
Oh, I probably could. It's been a good long time since I had tea.
Have you eaten anything?
No, I don't eat anymore.
Where did you come out of?
Oh, I live down on the floor.
Where do you keep the six wizards who enforce everything?
I think they're ring number 977.
Well, yeah, we found them.
But where's their doubles?
Oh, they probably go poof when they ain't needed. They're wizards.
At will, close.
So they stop existing when they're done?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. They didn't have no family.
Are these the Grey Wizards from Catatonia? Is that what their date is? Yeah, they kind of go psycho, didn't they? They were our uber enemies. Huh. Do you remember them, Steven? Mm-mm. You weren't in that game, were you?
No. The only ones here who would probably remember is Jessica and you.
Jessica wasn't in that game.
So, you and Andre.
Amanda was in the game, though. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't know it.
She was the battle map.
I was.
That sounds slightly erotic.
I couldn't find one at the time. Okay.
Dude, that would be kind of erotic. Okay, anyway.
I think Ryan has plans for you now.
Okay. Alright, well, any other questions, thoughts, concerns?
Can we go now?
Can I go now?
Tell it that it's welcome.
Thank you for the...
I think it knows.
Thanks for the advice. I will try not to go too far.
Can you define too far?
Nope, it's a little cryptic.
So how closely does he serve the Senate?
Oh, the Senate ain't that bad. They're all corrupt and degenerate, but they all get their just desserts in the end.
Oh, so this is for people who deserve stuff before they die. They're just that bad.
These are the irredeemable.
Look at the crimes.
Yes.
These are the irredeemable.
These are the people where an eternity of suffering isn't enough.
Did the Citadel just let me walk in here without a trouble?
I think the Citadel just let you walk in here.
I think so.
Or it might have just teleported you here. I don't think you actually walked in here.
Your friends are some real bad apples. You might want to watch out for them.
Yeah.
And some of your Thieves Guild friends, they ain't so nice.
Yeah. Alright, so, anything else?
They don't... You mean the ones that don't, like, steal things? You mean the ones that like to murder things?
That gentleman who brought you here. He's not a terribly nice person.
That is also very crazy.
Considering he was, as we were there, he was basically mind-controlling the majority of his crew, I can understand that. Is there a reason the Citadel hasn't captured him yet?
He's balancing it out. He's keeping himself just above the cutoff line.
So every now and again he donates to Orvins or something?
I guess when the whim hits him.
All right, guys, we're going to go save them children!
No.
They're like,
What he does with his dumbass suggestion, he walks into a noble's courtroom, and all the other goes, donate.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry for the disappointment y'all are feeling. I know you are here to try and be all B.A., as they call it.
Honestly, you know what? This is a nice change of pace. It's nice not to go somewhere and not have to kick everyone's ass.
Oh.
Could we get, like, a teleport out since we don't have a boat?
Oh, you'll have to ask the Citadel for that. Oh, okay. Oh, there's a door for you.
Will it take us back up to the city?
Oh, I don't know. We just said the exit is present. Oh, but no. The first step is yours. Well, I guess that means you can go home.
Well,
I would try to walk out anyways.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, sir. I suppose I'll use the other hand, the one not again. Okay, yeah.
Do you have a name?
Oh, I used to. I just go by the caretaker now.
Okay.
The crypt keeper.
Do you mind if we stop by again later, maybe?
The Citadel doesn't mind that. It says, I think that means it likes you.
Oh.
It says, I think that means it likes you?
I think.
Okay.
It doesn't like you, though.
Alright, well...
We're
already friends with two crazy people. Why not some mystic god being, too?
Yeah, crazy person, mystic god being. That's not a jump.
Hey, do it in the prison.
I still haven't seen him.
What dude?
Oh, that's right. The guy who, like, made us think everything was made of candy.
No, cake. And everything was made of cake. We didn't think it was. It was.
All right, well, with this anticlimactic episode, let's go back to the city and take out the jail.
Maybe. That seems like...
But I've got my projects!
I don't know. What does the Citadel think of that?
Beard didn't respond. It said something about incoming.
You guys see a flash from one of the cells up there.
Ooh. Got another one.
Ooh, I want to know.
Ooh, yeah, me too.
Anywho, but it's time for food.
Alright, for disease, it does 50% less.
I heard.
Because we all know that Ryan has venereal diseases. Anywho.
But he has to use pestilence.
Hey, if okay. I could have pestilence. Okay.
I spread herpes and it does damage. Okay.
Divorce, please?
Go over to the door. No. Open the door.
You guys open the door and
immune to my disease.
You guys see the nice blue yonder.
I fly out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wait.
See you guys.
I hate you.
Just jump out. Just jump out. If you fall, I'll catch you. I'm just Batman goes.
No, like Cape of Mont Blanc.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So now we have three out of the two. Oh, no, it's in the
I suppose I turn around and walk back in.
The old man is no longer present.
Turn around and walk back out.
Still well, talk to it. It understands you.
I've got these two potions of feather fall.
You guys see the nice blue below you?
It's an ocean.
That'd be hilarious.
Cannonball?
Strong belly flop?
Oh.
It would only feel like a 5-foot belly flop, but the water would
but
like,
even. But seriously, even at 5 feet, belly flops hurt.
Yes, but it's still. Think about that, because you're going the same speed. If you cannonball, boosh!
You guys see a Kraken flying by going, what the hell?
I can take one of you guys up and then come get the other if you guys care. So.
Yes, please. I guess
I'm half tempted on jumping just to see. Cause
okay, I'll
cryptic message.
I'll be ready.
I go out to the end of the little platform and step off. I'll wait a little bit. If there's no response, I'll drink my potion of featherfall.
Do a reflex to drink while you're falling.
The first step is yours.
Okay. Make your second step! Make the second step!
we didn't get the boots of the Crusader before we went after the mace.
What?
You don't remember the place, the nine quests to get the mace of the Crusader?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have 10 ranks and swim.
You might want to
go. No, you see him do the...
I have zero ranks in swim.
Runic?
Oh. I'll probably wait until he falls.
Even from here.
Go get him, Rooney. I can wait.
I just start doing the backstroke.
You can take 10 since you're not in a stressful situation. So long as you break 10, I don't care.
However, I got a 14.
However, you did realize you just landed in a swarm of hungry sharks in the middle of a feeding frenzy.
It's not a stressful situation at all.
We communicate on an animalistic level.
Oh, I'll pick him up and start.
So you join?
He is not allowed as he is like draining as you bring him back up to the city.
It's actually really refreshing to jump. You should try it, Tana.
No.
It actually was really refreshing.
No.
Can you get all that wind and climb
my way back up to the city? At 20 feet around.
By the time you get back in the city.
Oh my arms.
Jelly.
When you finally press the last hill, hey. What's up?
Tyler, do you have 2 or 4?
2.
So, when you get tired, you just put one, sit on it, put one behind, and just lean back?
That's what I was thinking about. Like, I could actually traverse the world by climbing.
Oh, wait, that's...
And then and if I get tired, I just put that in there, and then put a cushion back there, and just sleep.
Hope you don't move around a lot in your sleep.
I mean, just considering sustenance, you know? You could climb around the world.
So you used your movable rods to get up.
All right. Yes. Eventually, all of you get up there. Some slightly wetter than others.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You're missing your left sock. Not your shoe, just your sock.
Oh, by the way, who was that dude before we left?
Which dude?
The guy that we said. Yeah.
It was actually a guy named Afrix. He's a red half dragon.
Okay.
Easy, Mark.
From the Order.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, another Order member.
Ah, he's marked.
Obviously. No, wait. That's right. Crazy Beard is Shagorath.
Yeah. Right. Let's go. Go back to the city. Hey, guys! 65 miles an hour. Hey!
Rods.
The only problem with the city going 65 miles an hour, I couldn't actually do that.
Because you'd be going...
No. It would be... No, what it would be is the city... I can jump out and go...
The rods don't move.
Oh yeah, you'd be like, oh god.
You put it in front of yourself.
As you were climbing, you did have to compensate for the movement of the city slightly.
Hey,
I climb at 20 feet around.
Yeah, it's a new way of performing seppuku.
Which is 2 miles per hour.
Oh, okay.
He's moving at the exact same speed. So this is how he was climbing.
Yep.
You fly faster than 2 miles an hour.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You fly at 60, right?
Anywho.
60 feet.
You guys are back up in the city.
Which is 6 miles.
Is my wife home yet?
No. It's like...
All right.
I'm going to go find...
I'm going to go start a project.
I don't know. They said 20 feet around is 20.
When you find your wife, or if you're going to look for her, we're not.
By the time you actually are, like, at Bart's door, you will probably actually see, like, Rooney flying up with, like, a waterlogged dick.
Hey!
Hello!
I'm already sitting up there. I'm just waiting for them to come back.
Hey, Iron Citadel's not bad. We don't have to worry about it.
You guys went to the Citadel?
Yeah. Crazy Grid threw us over there.
Hey, he wasn't listening. I told him to go get you, but I guess he didn't.
It's Crazy Grid.
Oh, he's gonna go pirate somewhere else now. Because the pirating here isn't any good because we lost a lot of trade.
Because of
Crazy Grid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying. He's going away.
So he's going away.
I wonder if Rooney's coming back for me.
It'll take a few minutes.
It'll take a little while because you had to fly all the way down to the sea, catch up with the city.
But
you saw him pass by after a while.
Hey, Donna!
Yeah, it's not a bad place.
Actually, it's kind of alive.
This weird
silence.
Yeah, anyways,
it was interesting.
It captures, like, the crazy rapist, murderer, psychopaths of the city and puts them in there once they get to a certain level of bad.
So anyone...
I was expecting that.
Anyone who's horrible enough...
Well, I was actually expecting it to be just political prisoners, but...
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
No, we were told there were a bunch of psychopaths in there.
Yeah.
Well, yes,
that's what we're told, but I don't believe the truth.
Yeah, who believes the truth? Jeez.
Or what the... the truth.
Who believes what people say?
What? How can we believe what we're told in a corrupt city?
I believed it.
It depends on who you talk to.
So we shouldn't trust your information gathering skills anymore?
No! But how Andre does it? No!
Anyways, I need you on a certain date to spread rumors that the guard captain is going to be assassinated.
That shouldn't be hard.
But why? What's going on?
It's going to be hilarious.
What? I do need to know why, so in case something does happen, I can explain myself.
Alright, what's twirling in that little mind of yours?
I'm starting something.
You gotta say on Bart's porch.
I know, I don't care about talking to here.
I see you sitting
we're
there
doing a project.
Your feet.
Or I'm doing a project.
I was like, we?
How are you involved in this?
Look, dolphins.
Yeah.
Those were some big ass dolphins.
You can see them from here.
Dire whales.
All the steel stuff.
Run! It's a dire whale!
Oh god!
It's bigger than a kraken!
Its water jet is being used!
Hey, evidently I broke Rooney's ring right before he came up and those three went down.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Actually, I see the flying medium now.
I broke his wing.
Anyways, the cat paws and lower steel stuff.
Yeah.
And that's all they do, really. It's, you know, and do missions for the Thieves Guild.
Mm-hmm.
So, the idea is to create...
By the way, I would have knocked...
I'm running out of room for Jell-O.
I would have knocked on the door, given my card, that would be like another 20 minutes.
But yeah,
Oh, no jerk.
Yeah. He did say it quietly.
He whispered it.
You were down by
the city. Organize them. And then, like, we have guild fences. And then we get the money instead of them getting the money. Well, they get money, too, but because of
the... We get the majority?
Yeah. Well, the fence is going to get probably majority, and then Thieves will take, like, 40%. They get, like, 10%. Or, I haven't worked out the numbers yet.
Yeah.
I'll just see what people can tolerate.
How did you calculate this?
My intelligence is an 18. My wisdom's an 8.
How did you have the time and patience to calculate this?
I think really fast.
We have
fallen
cracking.
Squirrel.
Remember, the only thing's keeping cats from taking over the world is their short attention span.
Or their laziness.
Anyways, but yeah, that's my idea. I'm gonna go do it now.
Right, well, okay. I'm gonna go find my wife first.
Also,
me too.
Cool. I don't have any for a while. I've got my cloaks, other things, and yeah. And how am I doing this? I'm having everyone else do all the work, and I take all the credit.
Makes sense.
Spoken like a true thing.
Hey.
Administrator.
Administration is glorious.
Administration is the true form of thievery.
Well, while you guys are still here before you wander off to find your loved ones.
What?
I have
an elf on my back. Yes.
Hi.
I don't have those.
Yeah, I know.
I know where mine is. I don't have to find her.
What are you talking about?
Well, I have gotten permission to retake Copper District. So a few more areas will be opened up for leadership.
Okay, I'll take this one.
I was going to place some of you in charge. Like, Hana, I'm sorry, but I'm going to put you in charge of the Elven Commune.
The Elven Commune moved to Copper District?
No, but it's going to be one of our districts.
I can deal with that.
Maybe unless you have something else.
I'm good terms with my parents if I spend
more
time
both
there.
And piss people off. It'll be funny.
Yes, we'll be retaking copper and a few places in silver. And then...
Ooh, you should put me in charge of the Elven Commune.
No.
Even I can realize that's a bad
idea. You just hit on all the elves. And they get lynched.
No, I hit on all of them. And then when I found one that was actually a male and I hit on him on accident, he'd be like, I'm a man. I was like, hey... Surgery.
We got magic to fix that.
Other thing we're dealing with. Elves. If they think you're pretty, they'll have sex with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steven's ruggedly beautiful.
I was about to say, would your wife approve of that?
How
many diseases do you expect to get out of that?
Doing anything.
Right. Keep an eye out for lynchings in the Elven District. Got it.
I'm sure this will be of no surprise to all of you, but it's become official. Due to the guildmaster, I am now the formant to the Brotherhood.
Cool.
Big surprise, right?
So you're gathering information on the Brotherhood for us.
Yes, and I'm sharing all our information with them.
What?
Oh, so it's a two-way street here.
Yes.
I do not approve of this.
Don't care.
Doesn't matter what you approve of.
Dude, that was already what was happening.
I know, but I don't approve it officially being endorsed.
Hey, what that just means is the Brotherhood's getting corrupted. It's glorious.
Yes, it is glorious.
Well, it depends. On this agreement, on this contract, do we control their actions?
No.
Will you do what you can to control their actions through subversion and sneaky ways in your feminine wiles?
Duh.
No, you're not the informant. I don't want the answer from you.
But come on!
You shut it! You answer.
You thought that was me?
I was like, someone's petting me. Either Amanda or Alec. You guys, it's Alec. Because otherwise,
will
I'm
you
got some rough feet.
No.
What
good is being
I'm sorry, my feet aren't squishy.
What good is being in an organization if you do not control them?
It's not my organization.
But it should be. That's the point.
Right.
I don't think I could.
I can easily control. You yourself don't
The Thieves Guild
no.
becomes lawful neutral.
No. Don't control.
I motion to ignore.
You control it through
Dick's comments.
Your husband.
I don't want to control my husband. To control the Brotherhood.
Well,
I'm not greedy like that.
Oh, is it time for her meeting now?
Thank you.
By the way, looking good. Just got to get it all fixed and everything.
Jerks.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault.
But then I wasn't calling you a jerk.
Jerk.
They are lawful good. What can you expect?
You know what? I think I'll buy
you mean
a
lawful.
Tie.
You mean lawful stupid?
Yeah. I like it. I'm going to
Maybe
go
I
now.
Should play my paladin lawful stupid.
Anyways, I'm going to go start that project now.
Alright, you have fun.
Tell me when you want me to start the rumor.
Did you want me to run somewhere else?
No, we're just doing lots of... There's going to be a lot of stuff going on right. But
to
I'm sure
that.
You blend in just fine.
Blend in?
With all the chaos, though, I'm sure we'll erupt.
Oh! Oh yeah, you mean everyone getting pissed. Yeah, I'm assuming they're gonna get pissed at what I'm doing, too.
Because
I haven't asked permission, I don't plan on it either.
Did you want to finish assigning places to everybody?
Well, we have to take them over first.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's gangs and stuff there now.
Oh.
Yes, there's still other members.
You guys walk in, put away your weapons, and go...
So guys, you work for us now?
No!
You work for us now?
No! All I do is that jump in beside him and poke him once, so we use a sneak attack.
He won't be expecting it.
What's the...
We'll get our sneak attack anyway.
It's true. What's the damage on my fist? D3?
D3.
Okay.
Yay, D4.
However, if you're slapping him, you're not doing any damage. You're just doing the strike damage of your slap.
There's a hole.
I slap you in the face so gloriously you take 5d6 points of damage.
No, you have 10. You have a 10-foot running speed distance.
He's not expecting it. So vital strike punch 3d3 plus 3d6 from sneak attack.
Bam.
Anyway,
yes, I agree.
Enough to
anyways.
Take out some gangs.
Andre, I got two successes. I'm trying to find my wife.
Alright, your wife is, was last seen entering the tavern where she, was reported to have spoken with the guildmaster. She has not been seen since.
Of course.
People, she didn't even leave the tavern. I mean, she just...
Yeah. Her ability to maybe change her appearance at will and teleport, and
maybe you should bring this up with the guildmaster.
I'll just go straight to the guildmaster.
Is he on the pot?
Where's my wife?
He is on the pot, isn't he?
Not here.
No, Andre, he's in the bathroom. I'll stand outside. Dude, do you know where my wife is?
Yeah!
And where's that?
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, it's
man.
A godly
oh,
shit.
When do you take craps, like, once every few decades?
Oh, I should not have drank that much. Oh, I never knew that this would happen. That's, it's coming out the wrong end.
That's disgusting.
It's like that one South Park.
Your wife's on it. Yeah.
Where?
Guild business. Go to hell.
I'm part of this guild.
Yeah. It's above your rank.
She hasn't even officially joined.
Not my problem.
Oh. Is that a squirrel?
What is she doing?
Something, not this.
On the other side of the door, you see him just like stepping at the door, making noises.
Where is she? What is she doing?
A job.
Yeah, great. That's very specific.
Suitably sarcastic comment.
So what kind of danger did you put her in?
Lots.
That doesn't answer the kind. That answers the amount.
The dangerous kind of danger.
The not so friendly kind of danger?
Like, she's gonna get killed? Dismissed?
The not a dinner party type of danger?
I don't know. Do you have her spying and reading people's minds?
I would never.
Do you have her working in the Senate?
I would never.
Sense motive.
No.
You want to roll sense?
You know what? Sure, I'll try. I fail, right?
He'll take a 10.
I got a 29.
He can't make himself seem godly. He's got to take 10 off.
You can't get anything on him.
Really? Is his
he's
massive constipation any minuses?
Apparently, however, he is in terrible pain.
I'll go to work tomorrow.
Jello.
Is it at least delicious now?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ew. Or me with Bart. Mm-hmm.
So yes, about our little agreement.
Sure, I've come up with something that you might be capable of doing.
What would that be?
Well, there's a particular item I would like.
Oh?
Yes.
And where will we find it?
Last place it was reported was the dungeons of Benmi.
Where is that?
North of Tonga.
Okay.
It's known as the Weeping Willows Dungeon. You'll, of course, understand why.
There's a bunch of people named Willow. They're all crying.
No, they look like this.
It's a dungeon completely full of
got claws.
Yeah, the weeping witches.
Oh.
Watch out, they wander.
Alright, so what item?
It is a dagger that is capable of reanimating life without cost.
So
I can see how that
vampire count sword.
I can see how that can be useful. Is there any way we can identify it?
You should know it when you see it, but
besides testing it on someone,
the handle itself is made from live willow wood.
Okay. I would ask you why you wanted it, but I'm sure you wouldn't answer.
To raise the dead?
It's useful. And it saves me the trouble.
It's true.
You people seem to be coming here begging for me to find things for you to do. So I've got this nice long list of magic items that I found.
Well, I'm just trading this gear, all the weapons, equipment back.
Well, we could always work out a one-for-one arrangement.
Cost for cost.
No, you'll have your
piddly items back for the dagger.
Thank you.
Evie.
I'm assuming there's no time limit. I would like to get this out as soon as possible.
Then, no, I'm within a tree's lifetime, preferably.
Okay, so 100 or 2 years.
Well, willows last a long time.
Exactly, like 100, 200 years. Very well. I suppose I'll gather my team when they're done being crazy.
I need to go to Lydia's place. I think we'll just go straight there after I've talked to him.
Okay, he disappears for a while.
I go home.
Okay, you go home.
He like, what happened?
You said you had to go pee.
Oh. And then left for a long time.
It was really long pee.
It was a half dragon pee. You were peeing on a half dragon.
Oh.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, yeah. Since it is...
I'm sad.
Your plan is not working as you wanted it to.
No. Andre, I'm kind of happy about the experiment you performing.
Well, for anyone who's actually still out in Copper, which is...
I go see my wife.
Oh, well, I'll be passing through Copper.
Is it Friday? It's Friday night, right?
Yes.
I go to the chapel because that's when the things
are... You're going to the chapel?
What's on Friday?
Isn't that when...
Radaborn sermons?
Yeah.
Oh, behold the mighty Lekaga! Now let's all play poker.
She can come if she wants.
I can totally see Radaborn worship services being a giant game of poker.
Alright, well, you guys will eventually hear...
Jump.
You guys will hear through the grapevine, eventually, that the Warehouse District chapter has been taken out.
Actually, I probably would have been in Copper, because my shop's
located there. A massive sweeping arrest went through.
Ooh. Did poor little Timmy, or whatever...
There's not a specific amount... There's not a lot known about who's been taken. They don't know if they're either in hiding or they were taken. But they found the chapter warehouse and just burst the door right in and took them all.
They're going to have, like, brain eaters. Stuff.
That's their goal. Their goal is to, you know, shove them into jail and just, like, get them
out of their brains. Did the Brotherhood ever look into the jail yet?
Oh, yeah, they've been trying.
They do it legally.
And legal paperwork takes forever.
Do I learn anything different if I was in Copper District? Because I would be going to my shop.
No.
Okay.
They moved, and then within like 30 minutes, the entire place was under lockdown.
See, that's just because that.
Well, how long did it take me to get that message of the grapevine?
This is why everyone should, every guild, every group of the guild should have
5 hours.
Well, why not? I'll go hang out. I'll go over there.
Okay. You, Brotherhood, of course. There's actually very few Brotherhood left in the Warehouse District. There's still a couple patrols, but that's about it.
Anything going down? I mean, did they just take everything, or what?
They, when you take a look at the warehouse... Yeah, okay. Oh, wait. You might actually have to roll. I rolled a 17. You might actually have to roll.
It's perception?
No, stealth.
Oh, I'm hiding from them. I got 22.
They actually will spot you.
Okay.
But you're poking around in the warehouse, which is where they spot you.
Are they going to do anything about it?
Do they recognize you? You there!
Yeah?
Stop! This is a restricted area.
Shove it.
Excuse me.
Show them your badge.
Hold on a second, I woke up. How many of them are you?
There's 10 of them.
10? Shut the doors. Go about my business. Find someone else to bother. I'm back searching.
Okay. It looks like they took all the stolen goods and whatnot.
I assume, did they try to bust in the door?
Oh no, but you did hear chanting go off.
About what?
you're chanting. You're a rogue. Who the fuck cares? You're chanting.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. Did I find anything? Did they take everything?
They took everything.
Huh. They find all the secret caches and everything?
They took even the secret caches.
Those douchebags. I go back up.
There's a stone wall there.
You both did the same thing. We got him stuck. Really?
If I didn't have this item, it would have been dangerous.
Shapestone?
Is there anyone else out there?
Yeah, there's... At this point, both the patrols have congregated in the area.
Jerks!
You're acting terribly suspicious, and I'm afraid you'll have to come with us.
Uh-huh.
Sergeant Do-Gooder. What the hell was that? It's a thief acrobat. Should we go after her? You can, I'm in chainmail. Oh, hold on. As you're climbing, they throw a rock.
Not Ezio, damn it.
No!
I go, Really? Hold on.
Go over there!
Anyways, yes, enough fun with the Brotherhood.
Okay.
Should I go try to steal their stuff or not? Did they look like actual Brotherhood?
No, those were actual Brotherhood. Okay.
You probably recognize
a few of them.
Sergeant Do-Gooder was in there like, yeah.
Well, he didn't recognize
my pay grade.
Me exactly.
The what? Thief acrobat? Oh. Never mind.
They gotta be at least level like 8.
Did she take anything? There wasn't anything to take.
She took some cardboard.
No. There's nothing to take. Hey, where'd my wallet go?
No, they probably wouldn't notice that. It's only DC 20. I didn't really bother taking their poor wallet, so.
Anyway.
I was going to think about doing some research on the gang that I so stupidly
got.
Alright, go ahead and give me knowledge local checks, or knowledge nobility.
Can someone hand me a pencil so I can raise more money, considering I've made the stone shape 2/day instead of 1?
15.
All you go with the 15 is that they're a secretive cult group.
That's 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll probably ask.
Him or him?
Probably because you have.
No, I'm indisposed.
You know where he is, I guess.
Yeah, I know where he is.
Wait, the only people who know about my shop are Jessica.
Yeah.
You are grammatically incorrect.
I started thinking there were multiple people. No, it's just Jessica because I'm renting from her.
Worship Radiborn.
Oh. Pair of dice with wings behind them.
I toss some coins at the altar.
They turn heads up. People go, hey!
Nice.
Yeah.
It's written. It's coo.
It's coo.
It's coo.
What do you need?
I'm trying to figure out
that there's actually about 30 people here now.
With the thing. I don't even know what they're called.
No. The order of
Fury or something.
Context.
That. I didn't know that's what they were called.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
I just heard the...
They killed
they're
the
called the Sons of Context or the Order. Yeah.
Oh. Whatever. The Order is what they were called.
They killed my wife.
One of those people Context?
Context was the Vengeance God.
Yep.
Oh, but I mean like the people that were captured.
That they were members of Order of the Sons of Context.
But there weren't any named Context, okay.
It was at Amfix or something like that. Afix, Amfix.
That was the guy that just got captured.
Yeah.
There were two others, actually.
9 plus 19 is 28.
28?
No. Yes.
That's
9 plus 19.
All right. You know, having dealt with them personally, they're a secretive group of half-dragons that are plotting to overthrow the city. They are actually start out as wizards. They don't have any draconic blood whatsoever.
Oh.
They actually take wizards and then imbue them with half-dragon template via unborn dragon eggs.
Don't you feel special?
I'm the only true...
No.
You are more pure-blooded than them.
But, as I said, they usually come from wizards. I also will include sorcerers, people who believe that they have draconic blood flowing through them.
Or in the case of some sorcerers, do have draconic blood flowing through them and just happen to hit 20th level.
Or 10th level in Kalfu's case.
No, in Pathfinder, when you hit 20th level, you have essentially gained the half-dragon template.
Ah.
I think.
Okay, for a second I thought that was Jessica, I'm like... You know, I was kind of joking about the whole sharing thing earlier.
They don't have, like, a known hideout.
They had one.
We just set it on fire.
We trashed it.
Ooh, that one was better. Spending a second hour, it's 19 plus 16.
35?
Sure.
They worship the green dragon god of vengeance, Conthix. That's about all there is to know about them. They come to you. You don't go to them.
If I make a big deal, will they come to me?
Do you have blind sense, Amanda?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay, apparently the draconic bloodline is better than being a half-dragon.
Mm-hmm. It takes freaking 20 levels to get there.
You could always try and find one of their members and kill them. Or something.
Oh, no, that would get their attention. Work. We've tried that.
That'd get their attention.
Did they
attention.
Come? Yeah. Did they come?
They came and killed someone in, you know, like, the family member of someone.
Has there been any recent deaths that kind of tied to them?
They are a very secretive group. They don't kill anyone. They
That's
don't steal. Okay. They kill people who kill them.
They don't kill anyone that they get caught doing.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I probably wouldn't advise killing one of them, but that would get their attention, but then they'd probably kill your wife or something.
Like I could find one?
Yes.
Well, unless I just go, like, prowling the streets and be like... I see some ink! Damn. They're so not helpful.
Yes, how dare the secretive cult stay secretive?
Just where are you at?
I don't know, it depends on what time of day it is.
5 hours plus travel time after the news broke.
I don't know, it could be at work. Or it
what
could be at home.
What time was it when the waited?
Around 11:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so it's early morning.
So I heard about it in the morning, I was like, what?
Then I'm probably going to work.
Probably where?
Going to work.
Oh, so.
How are they
going to
make me break
then.
Some people out?
You don't know where I work.
Break any-
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control. Hi.